Hey, 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 how's it going? I'm Brad Brown. This is episode 19 of Trail Talk SA. Hope you're well, and it's good to be back with you. On the road at the moment, so not sounding like I'm in my normal studio, actually in Port Elizabeth as I record this, and been an interesting week, some cool chats. This week on the show, I caught up with Ryan Sands. He's jetted off to the Canary Islands. He's going to be taking part in the Trans Gran Canaria, which takes place later on this week. I caught up with Ryan to chat about his expectations and what he's hoping to achieve. It's also part of a brand new World Series that's taking place, and he'll be hoping to pick up some valuable points in that. And then I also caught up with Lundy Kralen this coming week at the Sports Science Institute in Cape Town. They're going to be hosting a workshop, a seminar, if you want to put it that way, where they'll be chatting about running multi-stage trail runs. So if you're into that, or you're thinking about getting into that and you're in Cape Town, be sure to check out that workshop. I find out from Lundy what you can expect if you do go through. We also chat a little bit about her sort of running at the moment, what she's training for, what she's looking forward to in 2014. So that's all coming up on this week's show. As always, if you want to be in touch, you can email us, podcast@trailtalksa.co.za. You can also find us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/trailtalksa or on Twitter @trailtalksa. It's as easy as that. Love hearing from you. And also, if you wouldn't mind, if you listen through iTunes, just leave us a review and a rating, and it helps other people find this podcast. It'll be much appreciated. So let's get straight into this week's show. We kick things off with Ryan Sands. Joining us again this week on the show, Ryan Sands, South African trail runner who's doing some amazing things on the international circuit. Ryan, it's always great to catch up. I don't think we've spoken this year. Yeah, I don't think we have. Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. And same to you. Yeah, I think it's obviously first time we're chatting this year. Yeah, training and everything is going well. And yeah, really excited for the year ahead. And yeah, I think it's going to be a great year.
We chatted, I think it was towards the end of last year, just to get a wrap of 2013 and what you're looking forward to 2014. Obviously, your big race this year is Western States, but you've got another one coming up, and it's part of the newly formed Ultra Trail World Tour. It's the 2014 North Face Trans Gran Canaria Trail Run, which you're heading off for very, very shortly. And I mean, it's not one of the big races on your calendar that you obviously, I mean, you're targeting Western States as a good training run, but you're obviously hoping for a good result.
Yeah, for sure. It's part of the newly formed World Ultra Tour. So, yeah, I'll get a ranking out of the few races I'm doing. So, on the tour. So I'll definitely be hoping for a good result. As I said, my main focus this year, racing wise, Western States. I've got another project coming up later, in March, which, I'll be announcing in early March. So, got a lot happening. I'll definitely be using it as part of my training, but I never go into a race, not to try and win it. So I'll be giving it all I've got. But as I say, kind of, it's a lot of climbing in the race. About 8,500 meters of climbing over the 120K. So, it's probably not 100% suited to my style of running. But, that being said, I'm definitely going to go into it and give it 110%, and I'll definitely back myself. And it's great to see with the World Ultra Tour now how competitive all these races are coming. I think it's a really stacked field with the likes of Timmy Olsen, Scott Jurek, Miguel Arez, and the list goes on and on. So, yeah, really looking forward to the race.
This Ultra World Tour sounds, I mean, you say this race is quite stacked, but it's quite a cool concept, and it's probably a world first. I mean, there hasn't really been one, even in the road running sort of scene, where at the end of a year you get ranking points and they can almost crown a world champion for that year.
Yeah, it is a really new format. I think just the ranking system is going to be quite tricky, because basically there are 10 races that are part of the tour, and you've got to do 3. And certain races you get a coefficient of 1.5 points, and also often your points also vary according to how many of the top rank athletes are running and stuff like that. So I'm still not 100%. I've figured it out how the points ranking actually works yet, but it's really exciting and it's great for the sport of trail running to see it progressing. I think in the shorter distance races and more the race is more focused on mountain running, like the Sky Series has been really popular over the last couple of years. So to have a a world ultra tour in trail running is really great for the sport, and it just shows how quickly the sport is growing and progressing, and I'm really excited about it.
This Trans Gran Canaria, is this the first event in the series, or has there been this year already?
No, they've had one event in Hong Kong earlier this year. So this is the second event in the series, and then there's actually the Tarawera race, I think the weekend after Trans Gran Canaria. But Trans Gran Canaria is one of the three or four races that you get a 1.5 coefficient. So your points, whatever points you get from the race, it gets multiplied by 1.5. So hence, it was quite a step field for this with the guys that are trying to get as many points as possible.
And let's talk about the actual race, the Trans Gran Canaria. It's on the Canary Islands. You said over 8,000 meters of climbing, which probably doesn't suit you. How much do you actually know about? Have you done the race before?
Yeah, I was actually there last year, and I ran the shorter race, the 85 kilometer race, which went really well. I won that last year, so I decided this year, obviously being part of the World Ultra Tour, to go back there, and I really loved the race. It's obviously on Gran Canaria Island, so you basically run from one side of the island to the other. So it's always nice to start on a beach and finish on a beach on the coast. Living in Cape Town, growing up on the beaches, I always feel really comfortable when I'm close to a beach or the ocean. And it's just an incredible run from one side of the island to the other, crossing some pretty big mountains, a couple of little kind of volcanic areas in the process, and the views are spectacular. It's one of the most beautiful islands I've been to. So really looking forward to it. The race organization's always great, and I really enjoy the smaller, like, kind of island race in Europe, because the whole island comes to a standstill for the race. So there's so much support out there. It's almost like at times you feel like you're riding the Tour de France, or that kind of that amount of support you have out there. Like when you run through the little villages, everyone's going crazy. So it's a lot of fun and really festive.
Sounds like an awesome event. I love the way you said you did the short one last year, only 85 Ks. That's I love the mindset.
Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah, but I felt I had to come back and give the longer one a bash.
And do the biggie. As far as the rest of that World Trail Series, Ryan, you've got to run a minimum of three. Obviously, the more you can run, the more chance you've got of getting more points. But, I mean, have you looked at that entire series already for the year and know which other races you're going to be doing?
Yeah, to be honest, like my main focus, I said, is Western States. Actually, in order, because I didn't run Western States last year, in order to get an entry for Western States, I need to be part of the World Ultra Tour. I've kind of chosen races that will more kind of help me and for Western States. So I'm going to be running the North Face Australia again in May. I always enjoy going to Australia. Just hope we make sure we beat them at the cricket side and don't get ragged when I go across there in May. And then obviously Western States will be the third race in the series in June, which is my main focus race. I really want to try and be in really good condition for that. And then also, racing-wise, this year I'm going to be doing a race in Madagascar, a Racing with Planets race, which is another multi-day race. I've always wanted to travel to Madagascar. One of the things that I love about trail running is I get to travel to some cool places. So having the opportunity to travel to Madagascar is really exciting. And also to do another multi-day race again, it's always good to stick to your roots as such.
Those Racing the Planet races are pretty fascinating as well, because there's a few around the world every year that are in the same place, but then they have a couple of roving ones, and this one's the Madagascar one's part of that sort of roving tour. They're coming to Madagascar for the first time, and it's as far as exotic trail runs, it's pretty close to home here in South Africa, and it's a great opportunity to run a place that you wouldn't normally run.
No, for sure. I think that's I really enjoy the roving races. You said they're really exotic locations there. To be able to go to Madagascar and to check out the area. As I say, you probably wouldn't go there on a normal family holiday. So I'm really excited to be able to go there and to see the area and to, I suppose, as such, use the races as an excuse to get over to Madagascar and then meet the people and see the culture and the awesome scenery and landscapes.
Ryan, you also mentioned that you're working on another little project that's actually going to be taking place here in South Africa. You said more details coming up in March. You can't give us a bit of a heads up of what it might be?
I think a lot of people now have been spending a lot of time in the Drakensberg, so definitely it's going to be based in the Drakensberg. I'm doing it with another Southern South Africa athlete, Rainer Christel. So it's going to involve a really long run across the Drakensberg, but I'm sure I'll give more details in early March, probably a day or two after the after my race in the Canary Islands. So I'm really excited about it. I've been putting a lot of effort into it. It's going to be a really interactive project with the video and stuff and the little docu being made on it. So, really looking forward to it. I have to keep my lips sealed for a little bit longer, but in the next 10 days or so, I'll definitely be releasing all the info on that.
All right, that's pretty cool, Ryan. Let's make a date and we'll touch base when you do that launch after Trans Gran Canaria. We'll also love to find out how it goes on the Canary Islands. Want to wish you all the best, safe travels, and good luck.
Thanks so much, Thanks. Great chatting again.
Every now and again at the Sports Science Institute of South Africa in Cape Town, they put on some pretty cool workshops, and it's for various sort of sporting codes, and I've come across one that's coming up very, very soon on multi-stage trail running, and I thought we'd catch up with one of the speakers on this week's show, Lani Greiling, previous guest on the show as well. Lani, great to catch up once again. You're going to be talking at this workshop that Sports Science are putting on. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved.
Well, basically, Catherine the Great Little just, she normally organizes these type of workshops, and she just contacted me and wanted to find out if I am keen on getting involved in the talk and actually acting as a guest speaker. And seeing as I'm really passionate about trail running and especially multi-stage running, I thought, why not? It's a good way to actually just inform people of what exactly multi-stage running is about and getting them as excited and passionate as I am about it. So that's basically the idea. And obviously, giving tips on how to prepare for such an event, nutrition-wise, and what gear you need to actually have for these type of events. So it's basically an all-round introduction into multi-stage trail running specifically in this regard, but there will be some general talking about multi-stage racing as such as well.
And it's quite, I mean, multi-stage runnings, it's very different from doing sort of a one-day event. It's all, I mean, a lot of training is the same sort of thing, like you've got to get used to sort of the distances. But multi-stage is quite difficult because you've got to get used to doing it day after day. And for a lot of people, that's where the big challenge comes in.
Yeah, I think obviously multi-stage racing is a challenge for everyone. Whether you're out there to prove to yourself that you can actually conquer this this multi-stage race, or whether you're there to race to win, it's definitely a challenge for everybody. Especially as you said, you need to run day after day, and to get your body used to that is quite something, and it takes quite a bit of preparation. But I believe that the everyday runner can actually achieve something like this with the right knowledge and mindset and obviously enough time to actually prepare for the event.
And the experience of a multi-stage is pretty cool. I mean, it's one thing doing a one-off, one-day event, but there's just something about the camaraderie of sitting around after the day is running, and you just feel more a part of an event when it is a multi-stage and you're sort of sleeping on the route and that sort of thing, don't you?
Yeah, no, for me, multi-stage running is really, it's something you cannot explain to someone via actually a conversation or a workshop or something. It's really something you need to experience, but obviously you can try and get someone an idea of what they're in for. But to me, the whole experience, the race is just a small part of the whole experience, but the whole experience of multi-stage running is, as you mentioned, the post-race festivities that you're taking part in, the sharing of war stories, all of that waking up with sore muscles and blisters after you've conquered mountains and trails, only to do it all over again the next day. I mean, that's just something, some of the factors that differentiate stage racing from one-day events. So really for me, it's something which I'm very passionate about, and I think you literally can't compare it to a one-day event just because of that.
Lundy, let's talk about this workshop. It's not aimed specifically at one particular race. You guys are just going to be talking multi-day stage races in general and how to prepare and what to do. Talk us through the actual program of what people can expect if they do come to this workshop.
Okay, so basically the workshop will be myself who will talk just in general about what multi-stage trail running is all about. So we're not going to be aiming at a specific event. It's just general preparation, what you can expect, and just to get people sort of excited about multi-stage trail running and to let them know that anybody can do it. And then obviously we've got some other speakers, such as Dr. Julia Khudeke. She's a registered dietitian, and she will just basically be touching on the nutrition before and during the stage race. And then we've also got Owen Middleton, who's a mountaineer and experienced trail runner, and he will actually just basically be talking about gearing up for the conditions of the race and what gear you actually need to buy beforehand and train with to be able to do this event.
Sounds like it's going to be a good evening. When is it happening?
It's Monday, the 3rd of March. It's actually this coming Monday already. The time is 7:34, 6 o'clock. And you actually can book by emailing workshop@sisa.com. That's SISA.com.
All right, cool. And then cost-wise, I know there is a cost. It's not big at all. I mean, it's basically just to cover the cost of the venues.
The cost is 65 Rand per person, and that will include some notes and light snacks as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically just to cover costs. The sports science not making any money. It's just to cover.
No. It's just basically to cover the cost.
Yeah, and I mean, I heard last there were 150 people booked and paid already, so space is limited, I know that, but there are a few seats left, so if you want to find out, get over to the Sports Science website. What we'll do as well is we'll add the links to the info on that website from the show notes from this episode, so if people want to check it out, they can link straight through that as well. And then, Lundy, from a personal point of view, how are things going for you season-wise? I mean, what are you aiming towards at the moment?
Well, actually, seeing as we're talking about multi-stage racing, my next event big event is actually the Printra African X, which takes place in 3 weeks' time, I believe. So that's the weekend of the 14th to the 16th of March in the Gqeberha area. So getting very excited. I'm teaming up with my husband again this year, Christian. We're trying to defend our title of last year, so we're very excited about that. The build-up has been quite a little, there's been a few bumps here and there, literally and figuratively. My husband's been a bit sick with flu, and I've had a bit of injuries. But, hopefully we still have enough time to get as fit as possible. Very excited still about the event. And then after that, I've got quite a few big races. A couple of international events coming up in Spain and one in Mauritius so far. So, getting slowly into the year. I haven't done much racing, but we did actually take part in the Gqeberha Extrema this weekend, the ladies' team, and we managed to win the race, which was quite nice. Always great to be part of the Extrema, even though I cannot do the full event. So, that's basically how my year's been so far.
Sounds awesome. And I mean, let's talk quickly about African X. I mean, it's one of the most iconic races on the South African trail running calendar. For people who haven't done it or maybe considering doing it, what makes it so special, Lundy?
I think, as I've mentioned with multi-stage racing, you actually get the whole package, and that's exactly what African X offers you. It's just that the vibe is so great, the professional organization of the event itself. And because it's so professional, it's really popular, and a lot of the country's trail runners and trail running community actually takes part in this event. It's like an annual thing that comes up, and everybody wants to do it because you actually get this really valuable experience. You get awesome trails, and then the post-race festivities, the value for money of this event to me is just really, really great, and Because it's so well organized, I would definitely recommend it to any, whether you're an experienced trail runner or whether you're actually starting the sport. It's just one of those events that you have to be a part of.
Brilliant. And speaking of events you have to be a part of, if you're in Cape Town this coming Monday, Sports Science Institute of Southern Africa is where you can get to that workshop on the multi-stage or the multi-stage trail running. You can get all those info. Get to the talk. I'll pop those links on our website. Lani Kraling, once again, thanks for your time. It's always great to catch up, and all the best for African X.
Yeah, thank you very much. Always great to chat to you, Brad. And, looking forward to the workshop and really excited about sharing some of the excitement of multi-stage trail running.
Episode 19 of Trail Talk SA in the bag. Thank you to both my guests this week, Ryan Sands and Lundi Kraling. If you want to find out more info about that workshop, as mentioned, the links are in the show notes to this episode of Trail Talk SA. Just go to trailtalksa.co.za/19 and you can get all the details there. Until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a fab one. Enjoy the trails, stay safe, and be in touch. Podcast at trailtalksa.co.za. Cheers.